Next week marks the start of another school year, and parents around the country are breaking the budget to pay for supplies. The Australian Scholarship Group estimates that in 2017, a parent with a student at a government high school in metropolitan New South Wales can expect to spend just over $5,000 for the year on things like stationery, uniforms and the internet, all the technology they need as well, amongst so much other stuff. For a primary school child, that cost can be as much as $3,700. This financial stress of preparing for the new school year can hit low-income families the hardest. So to have a chat about it, I'm joined by the General Manager of the Smith Family in New South Wales and ACT, Annette Young. Annette, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, why are so many families under financial pressure when it comes to their child's education?
Well, I think it's, you know, there's a range of reasons. Each family's slightly different. But there are 662,000 Australian children living in jobless families.
Wow.
And as you'd expect, they, you know, without having an income, that's quite a difficult task, coming up with that amount of money to support one child, let alone multiple children in heading back to school.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are the government doing anything to help? Are there any recent decisions that have made it sort of harder or easier either way for families on lower incomes?
Look, there is. There's been some changes to the school kids bonus, and certainly that would be quite challenging for families.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do know at the Smith family is that that the most effective way to support children's education is through is when it's targeted and it's part of a suite of support. So what we do at the Smith family is, for the families that we're supporting, and we support more than 33,000 kids across the country, is that we have not only a financial support for the child, but we also provide a suite of extra learning and mentoring programs.
Okay. What are those? What sort of things are you doing there?
Yeah, look, we run learning clubs.
Okay.
So after-school learning clubs where kids that might have fallen behind might need some extra tutoring or support, and with families that can't afford that kind of support, we run learning clubs that they can access on a weekly basis, for example, to come in and get access to some volunteers that might be currently teachers or former teachers or other volunteers that can sit and support the child in staying on top of their homework and their learning at school.
Right. Are you finding through the work, are there particular cultural backgrounds that are more disadvantaged than others?
Oh, look, there's different levels of disadvantage. So in terms of, for example, refugees coming into New South Wales, for example,
mm-hmm.
language skills are a big barrier for the parents. So the parents aren't able to communicate with schools,
right,
and understand, you know, what's happening for that child. And, you know, those children may not have strong English skills themselves. So really trying to tap into what's available at school or even outside of school becomes quite difficult for those families. And so the Smith family is able to support those families with our program coordinators and our family partnership coordinators in their community, and support them by connecting them with the school and also the services in that area.
Right, that's good. Now, you mentioned earlier 33,000 children you guys are sort of supporting across the country, is that right?
That's right. So through our Learning for Life scholarship, so
mm-hmm.
that's how many we support. And we also, last year, we supported more than 127 disadvantaged children and their families through a whole range of programs that they've attended.
Wow.
Family.
Now, are you finding these kids tend to be the younger kids at primary school age, or are they high school students?
So what we do is we support kids for the long term. So we would be recruiting new scholarship students from primary school, and we follow them all the way through up to high school, and if they choose to go on to tertiary studies.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really long-term program. Families generally stay with us for 6 or more years on our scholarship program, and this is really important, that steady relationship, that ability for families to afford all of the essentials that are required to stay on top of their schooling.
Oh, that's so good. So what is the Smith family exactly doing to try and support these families?
So at this point, we're looking to sign up 6,000 Australians to become sponsors by the end of March. So that's growing the number of sponsorships that we have for Australian disadvantaged children. And what that will provide is financial support for the child,
mm-hmm.
as well as those additional learning programs that are so crucial in keeping that child engaged at school and staying on top of their schoolwork. So it costs $48 a month So that is equivalent to $1.60 a day. It's less than a cup of coffee.
Less than a cup of coffee, yeah.
That's it. So, you know, it's something if you're able to support the Smith family and a disadvantaged child in Australia, it's such a lovely and important thing to do. And we, you know, we're really looking forward to more Australians getting involved in the work of the Smith family.
Yeah, excellent. How can some of the listeners actually get involved? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes, so our website is thesmithfamily.com.au, and we also have a specific sponsorship line, which is 1-800-633-622.
Okay, and if someone feels that they are someone that might require a bit of help, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, look, we tend to work in we work in 94 communities around the country.
Wow.
And so we tend to have referrals through the schools that are located in those communities. So they can certainly work with the school and see if we're located in that community. They can also have a look at our website.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Annette, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Thank you so much.
That was Annette Young there from the Smith Family, the General Manager of New South Wales and ACT, the Smith Family, very good charity, speaking about how families are doing a little tough this time of year and how to, when they're trying to make ends meet so that their children can be educated. We also heard there how you can help out. We'll make sure there are links to the Smith Family website on the podcast of this.